gives us a picture of the lavishness of God's forgiveness, the lavishness of it. This wretched, sinful young man comes back, cannot do anything to purchase restitution or restoration or reconciliation, but comes and can only ask for mercy. He receives everything. He receives the robe, the ring, the sandals, full sonship. This is the nature of God. We see it in our Lord as He dies and says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And that very day, one of them was forgiven who had mocked Him, a thief hanging beside Him. Another one was forgiven who had overseen the crucifixion, the centurion. Forgiveness extended further, so that early in the book of Acts, there were some of the priests who were so set against Him, who were forgiven their sins, became a part of His kingdom. This is God-like to forgive. You are never more like God than when you forgive. That, of course, becomes a very evident message in the New Testament. Matthew 5:44, "But I say to you, love your enemies." And love your enemies means you are forgiving them. "Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven." You are never more evidently like your Father than when you forgive. It's a call to be God-like. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians, in that wonderful fourth chapter of Ephesians and that familiar 32nd verse, says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." There again, you forgive because God forgives. And you are to be, verse 1 of chapter 5, imitators of God. Let me go over that again. Be forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Same thing that Jesus said in Matthew 5:44-45. Be like your Father. Be forgiving. Walk in love, just as Christ loved you. You, of course, display God-like mercy when